The International Travel and Tourism Conference ITTC returns in 2025, this time in Banjul, Gambia, from May 25. Powered by Nanta, this four-night, five-day experience builds on the momentum from the inaugural edition in South Africa and zeroes in on a mission that's long overdue, selling Africa to Africans. Now, to break this down further, I sat with someone at the heart of this vision, Nanta's first deputy president, Pastor Chi Umiasebu. Travel isn't just about movement, it's about discovery, opportunity, and the stories that shape our world. Welcome to EJ, The World of Travel, the podcast where we explore how travel connects people, businesses, and cultures. I'm Tony Doe, and every episode we bring you insights, trends, and real stories from travelers, industry experts, and entrepreneurs navigating the global landscape. So whether you're a frequent flyer, a business owner, eyeing new markets, or someone simply curious about the world beyond, you're in the right place. Let's take this journey together. There's a big event coming up this month of May, and it's the ITTC event in Banjul, Gambia. What exactly is this about?
From the 25th of May 2025, delegates from the National Association of Nigerian Travel Agents, NANTA, will be storming, if I may use that word, Banjul, Gambia, for the second edition of the International Travel and Tourism Conference, the ITTC, in Banjul, Gambia. In summary, the ITTC is the brainchild of our immediate past president, and we know that the idea of it is the Africa to Africa relationship, trying to build travel, cultural, touristic bridges within Africa, between African countries, and also training the delegates in the destination of choice on different aspects, especially how to sell that destination better and become like the destination specialist. So the first edition was in South Africa in 2023, and now in 2025, we're headed for Banjul, Gambia, which is closer. It's in West Africa. It's less than 5 hours direct flight from Lagos, Nigeria, to Banjul, Gambia. And so this year, 2025, yes, we are headed for Banjul, Gambia, for a four-night, five-day trip. It's a conference. There'll be training, and there'll be interactions between our delegates and those they would meet on ground. So it is something that we're excited about. We know that our members would definitely appreciate. They would come back richer, becoming Banjul specialist, being able to have another product to be able to sell to the Nigerian consuming public, that is our clientele.
With rising travel costs, how is Nanta ensuring affordability and accessibility for its members attending this international conference?
One thing that has happened, you know, in recent times, especially with a highly dynamic rate of exchange that keeps going up, is that a lot of Nigerians who love to travel are having difficulty in because of the rising, particularly air costs, to go out as they would normally in the past be able to. So the Gambia is another alternative. Like I said, they are cheaper to access, especially, I must put it out here now, with the entrant of a new carrier. You know, we had the ASKY, that's the Pan-African airline, that's flying into the Gambia. But you see, you have to go through several stops before you eventually get to the Gambia, like you would take off from Lagos, for instance, and go to Cotonou, before you go to Lomé, which is their hub. Then you go to Sierra Leone, you know, and then eventually get to the Gambia. So a short trip becomes a long, an almost half a day trip, you know, with all the suddenly taking off and suddenly landing and suddenly taking off and all of that. Then we have Air Peace that is also doing that route. You know, those are the basic airlines that are going. But from the 20, right now, a new entrant has come in. Overland came in December, but I think they are slow on picking up that route. But Value Jets have started the routes. And if I may add that the fact that Nanta, you know, I decided to go to the Gambia to open it up was another impetus that strengthened the hand of Value Jets. So yes, Nanta is in partnership also with Value Jets, you know, to take our members. In fact, we have we've gotten a Nanta rate from Value Jets. They understand the role that we would play in opening up the destination for the carriers. I mean, not just them, Value Jets, but also for all the other airlines that fly into the Gambia. So our going to the Gambia is definitely to open up, you know, the connectivity to get more people to fly to the Gambia.
How can delegates make the most of their time outside the formal sessions in Banjul?
Delegates will surely make the most of their time in Banjul outside of the formal training sessions, because they would be able to explore what the destination is offering. You know, they'll be able to do on-ground hotel site inspections for themselves, explore what the cafes, the bars, the restaurants are having, explore and negotiate with them, you know, like I said, to be able to come back home to curate exciting packages for their clients.
How does participating in ITTC 2025 position travel agents and tour operators to better serve clients and grow their businesses?
So honestly, for any discerning Nanta member, participating in the ITTC 2025 will position them, you know, as travel agents and tour operators to better serve their clients and grow their own internal businesses. Because part of the mandate that I personally had with our members and the administration led by our president is to give our members, you know, other sources of income in addition to ticketing. So it's not all about ticketing, you know. And so we'll go give them that option to go to the Gambia and see other things that they can do. There are real estate options there. There are options for, you know, since it's a touristic destination, there are options of what they can import into the Gambia that the tourist would enjoy, the tourist would be willing to buy, you know, and then look at what the Gambia has to offer. So it will give them a means of looking out for other sources of income that they can add to their portfolio of services and portfolio of products offered to the Gambia or from the Gambia. So I want to encourage our travel agents is another source of earning, because you see what the Gambia offers. Before somebody will tell me, oh, but with Nigeria we have beaches, we have sun and sky as well, is the fact that we can network. You know, when it's when the tourists come to the Gambia, they can then board the plane coming to Lagos. And, you know, we can network with the DMCs bringing these tourists into Gambia. Say, yes, they can do, if they are doing 2 weeks in Banjul, we can throw in a four-day or a five-day experience in, say, Lagos, for instance. You know, so they get to the Gambia, they do a few days, then they come to Nigeria, and then they enjoy Lagos, they buy some more things in Lagos, go back to the Gambia, catch the plane to go back to Europe. So there are a lot of investment opportunities, and I'm encouraging all our members to take advantage of this. You know, you need to spend money to be able to make money. So take the ITTC trip as a learning trip, to learn about the destination, to explore the destination, to know what is in that destination that you can provide as a consultant to your client to earn an extra stream of income. And it's a four to four and a half hour trip. So after the ITTC, they can go back to the Gambia. I mean, the ValueJet have rolled out their scheduled flights operation. So they can go back now, harness the networking and firm it up more, you know. But that the ITTC is like the base trip, the foundation trip. So I'm encouraging our members. You can't sit down and expect business to come to your lap. NANTA and this administration, a continuation of the last administration, is saying, hey, come and look at what is happening. After we had taken people to South Africa, we have our people going there. But the Gambia is almost visa-free. I mean, the only thing they charge is the security border charge at the airport, which the local Gambians also pay whenever they travel out or they travel back in into the Gambia. So it's visa-free as it were. So I'm encouraging all our members, please take this opportunity and begin to build and sell Africa to Africa, West Africa to West Africa, Nigeria to Banjul, Banjul to Nigeria, and see at the end of the year if you will not grow your bottom line. Take advantage of Dirty December coming up, which even the NANTA project team, of which I am the head, is trying to build, you know, the NANTA Domestic Tourism Initiative and the NANTA Hospitality Partners. So take advantage of these initiatives to be able to sell. So you're selling not just the Gambia. Eventually, you're selling Nigeria. You're now selling Gambia-Nigeria collaboration.
For NANTA members, the ITTC 2025 offers a chance to sharpen skills, strengthen networks, and build business around intra-African travel. And as Reverend Chichi Umiasegbu made clear, it starts with showing up in Banjul. Have you ever tried booking a local or regional flight and ended up knee-deep in airline wahala before you even get to the airport? Yeah, if you've been there, you know. Tech entrepreneur Osaritin Victor Semota put it best recently when he shared on social media, and I quote, "I still use travel agents for local and regional flights, and people wonder why until they enter the dark hole of airline wahala. I prefer that agents take all my headaches, and the airlines seem to fear agents. Agents have better payment interfaces and offline support," end of quote. Let that sink in. Airlines fear agents because agents know the terrain. They know when to push, who to call, and how to resolve issues before they become disasters. That's power. That's experience. And that's exactly what you get with Globalink's Travels. We're not just processing tickets. We're your advocate, your fixer, your support system in a world where even a small change in airline policy can derail your journey. From student travel to medical tourism, family vacations to business hubs, we handle it all. Visa processing, itinerary design, ticket reconfirmations, and yes, even those dreadful 3 a.m. emergency calls. Plus, let's not act like time isn't money. Planning travel can swallow hours of your week. Verified agents like Global Links free you from that grind. We handle the heavy lifting while you focus on what really matters, prepping for the trip or just relaxing in peace. Online platforms might give you control, but they don't give you backup. They don't give you someone who picks up the phone when things go south. They don't give you that trusted touch of someone who's been navigating this space for years and is invested in your experience. So next time you're thinking of winging it on your own, ask yourself, do I want to endure this trip or do I want to enjoy it? For me and for folks like Victor, the answer is simple. Call your agent. Better yet, call Global Links Travels. That's it for this episode of EJ, The World of Travel. If you found this insightful, don't forget to subscribe and share with others who love to explore the world in new ways. For updates, show notes, more travel insights, check out glstravels.com/podcasts or connect with us on social media at glstravelsng. You can also send an email to tony@globallinkstravels.com. Got questions or ideas for future episodes? Reach out. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep moving, keep exploring, and keep discovering your world.